97.5, The Fanatic. It's week 11 in the NFL, and the Birds are back from their bye. At 5-4, the Birds look to keep pace with the NFC East leading Cowboys. This Sunday, they welcome Tom Brady and the Patriots to town. This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Everyone, big crowd on hand here at 7 Tap Tavern, Ramblewood Country Club. Everyone's starting to get all lathered up for Sunday afternoon. The world champion New England Patriots come to town against our resurgent Philadelphia Eagles. It's only Wednesday, but I'm starting to feel it in town. And tonight's show is brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds, even during those peak hours when everyone seems to be online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters, Carl Pinto, and all the fine folks over at Bradford White Water Heaters. We thank them, and they are built to be the very best. Brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at BurnsHonda.com. Jim McCormick and his team will take great care of you. And, of course, we are brought to you by Miller Lite. Brendan Dalton, Mark Kramer, and the guys always have the Miller Lite specials. Yeah, we got a couple cheers about that one. So we always thank our sponsors and a couple of really great guests tonight. I'm fired up to have these two guys. Fred Baxter is sitting here to my left, and Freddie played with the New England Patriots in their 2003 Super Bowl run. So, yeah.
Welcome, Freddie.
But he lives locally, does a lot of work in the community, and he's a great friend.
There we go.
And we'll get to Freddie in a moment. He's going to give us some great insight on Bill Belichick and the things that he does to prepare his football team. And with a bye week, I'd like to know what Bill does to get his team ready with that extra preparation time. And I have a very special guest tonight, a gentleman who I had the pleasure of working with for about 20 years at ESPN. He's an unbelievable talent, great family, just a great guy to work with. And I guess you could say, if a guy knows it all, Trey Wingo knows it all, and the host of the great show at ESPN, Golic and Wingo, every morning. We get a chance to see him and listening to him. Trey Wingo, welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show, my friend. Trey, you there, big fella?
You there? I'm here, partner. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We got you now, Trey. Welcome, my friend. How you doing?
Welcome, Trey.
Good, man. I got to say, I love the fact that in the middle of the impending winter, you're still doing this at a golf course. You speak to my soul. I want you to know that.
Hey, Trey, on Monday it was like 65 degrees or like 150 golfers out. Not today. Not today, my friend.
Yeah, it went pretty quickly. Yeah.
Hey, Trey, before I get to the NFL, you know, I see your collegiate team, the Baylor Bears, have it turned around pretty good. I know we've always had numerous discussions about college football. We were working together, and, you know, there's a real connection to Philadelphia there, and Matt Rhule, who went down there and took over a program that was really in trouble and got it turned around. You must be proud.
So proud. You know, we had Matt on the show this morning, and I've had the fortune to talk to Matt a lot. Remember, when he got there 2 years ago, they won one game. Then last year, they were bowl eligible and won 7. And now here they are 9-0 going into the game against Oklahoma and have a chance, to end up as a Big 12 unbeaten champion and really make a name for themselves in the conversation for the national playoff.
Yeah, and Matt has done a terrific job. I got the suspicion he won't be at Baylor very long. He's always been a
coach. Why you gonna hurt me like that, Josh?
I'm just telling the truth, Trey. I'm just telling the truth.
No,
we know
you're right.
Every year there'll be 6 or 7 NFL coaches fired, and you know who's going to be on that list? Matt Rhule, because he does have NFL experience in his resume, and that goes a long way when you start dealing with today's present NFL ownership and leadership. So Matt will certainly interview very well. All right, Trey, let's get real here now.
Yep.
Here in Philadelphia, we have the New England Patriots coming to town at 8-1. The Eagles have rebounded from a sluggish start to get to 5-4, tied with the Dallas Cowboys for the lead in the NFC East. Really good turnaround. It's starting to get lathered up in town. You know how it is. You had a bye week. People aren't thinking about the game. All of a sudden, you start thinking, oh, we got the Patriots. We better get going. Now, I know you're with the Brain Trust up there in Bristol with all the talent that's up there, and you hear from all the guys breaking the game down. What are you thinking on this one, Trey?
You know, it's interesting because I think if you just look at the matchups, I think there's a really good opportunity for Philadelphia here in this game. But the idea of Bill coming off a loss and having a bye week and not coming out and showing out as only he can, that's a hard one for me to get around, right? I mean, I think, like, there are matchups that favor the Eagles in this game, but then I keep going back to they're coming off a loss and a bye, and I just, that's hard. It's like betting against Alabama. You know, or some other things. They're just some.
Wait, Alabama lost last week, by the way, in case you missed
it. They did. And I understand that. Yeah. But, you know, it's just hard to, it's hard for me to say the way they showed up by Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Sunday night following the bye. It's hard for me to say they're going to have a stinker again.
I mean, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a stinker. I mean, this is a good Eagles team, I think, that has kind of found their rhythm a little bit. It's not a team, you know, without some flaws. I mean, this Eagle team does not have an explosive wide receiver since DeSean Jackson is now out.
Right.
And that's a huge loss. The secondary at times has been porous. However, the last couple of weeks, hey, it's been Mitch Trubisky and Josh Allen. It hasn't been exactly world-beating quarterbacks. And, you know, when you play Tom Brady, you know one thing, Trey. He's going to be 7 yards behind the center, literally on every play. And that will allow this Eagles defensive line, which has been their strength for the last 3 or 4 years, to get after him. And I think that is an advantage the Eagles do have in this game, the ability to get to Tom Brady.
I do, but the other thing that we've seen from the Patriots this year, and to me it's what's so good about Bill, is that he's going to do everything he can to make sure you won't get there by getting the ball out so quickly. I mean, you watch that game against the Ravens, just how quickly the ball got out of Brady's hands, because, look, yeah, he's Tom Brady, but he's 42. You know, we're seeing some reality slip into the equation here when we're talking about time and Tom. And I think that Bill knows that. Josh, you'd appreciate this. Look at the way this team is built in New England, right? They have a power running game and a great defense. Really, that's how they're winning their games this year, and they're saying to Tom, don't lose it. And that sounds crazy to a lot of people because it's Tom Brady and all the success he's had. But Bill knows what he's got and maybe more importantly what he doesn't have, and that's why I think he's trying to win games this way.
But Trey, if you ask Tom Brady to drop back 46 times like he had to do against the Ravens, you know, the running game was okay. It averaged almost 5 yards an attempt, but you fall behind in a game like that, not even the great Tom Brady. And, hey, I would say Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. You know, the number of Super Bowl rocks he's already got on his finger. He's a guy that if you make him throw the ball 46 times, I think you can get to him. I mean, when you look at his offensive line in New England right now, you know, you got Marshall Newhouse, who's kind of a journeyman guy. The left side of their offensive line has not been good. Joe Tooney has struggled over on that side. To me, advantage Eagles if they can turn into a game where they make Tom Brady have to throw the football. In other words, throw when he has to, not when he wants to. The Eagles will have an advantage in getting to him.
I think you're right there. Look, the loss of Andrews, the center from the season, has been a problem. Isaiah Wynn, who I think is going to be a great offensive lineman, their pick out of Georgia a couple of years ago, he's out as well. But remember, in that game, they fell behind 17-0 against the Ravens, and that sort of precluded them from running the ball the way they wanted to. And then they made the big mistake, right, to start the second half in the third quarter, that first drive, when Julian Edelman sort of coughed up the ball. It was a scoop and score for Marlon Humphrey. That was such an unusual play for a New England team, and that player specifically. I think you may need some of those plays to take care of business on Sunday.
No question about it. And you know, the other thing, too, when you give Belichick another week, you know, he's down in the bunker. He's finding something. He's going to exploit something. Like I said, the guy's the greatest coach of all time, in my opinion. I played for a pretty good one in Don Shula for a couple years down with the Dolphins. But, you know, when you look at Bill, you look what he's been able to do, you look how his team always finds different ways. There's never a stereotypical way for the Patriots to win. They could run, they could throw, and right now they're playing good defense, which hasn't been the case for a number of years. And, of course, Trey, you know this, Bill has taken over the defensive play calling, so there's some meaning to it now for him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pride in the way Bill is seeing this Patriots team win because of that. As you know, Josh, he cut his teeth as the Giants defensive coordinator all those years under Bill Parcells.
Yeah, I did it twice a year for a long time, right?
Yeah, and I think he's enjoying this. Now, I do think that they sort of fatted up their stats defensively against some less than stellar opponents. I mean, we can always say that because in the AFC East, it has been essentially theirs to win at their leisure whenever they choose to do it. And then, of course, they ran into Lamar Jackson last week, who is a different animal right now and is doing things so uniquely, and they didn't have an answer for that. And if Carson Wentz can get those guys going and, you know, if they can catch the ball, I think there will be plays to be made on that defense, but they've got to stay on the field and they've got to stay ahead of the down and distance. They can't fall behind the chains.
Well, Trey Wingo, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your incredibly busy schedule. I know how hard you work. That wake-up call will be very early tomorrow morning once again, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate your friendship and also taking time to join Freddie Baxter myself here in the Ron Jaworski Show. Thanks, my friend. Hope to see you soon.
All right, Trey.
It's always a pleasure. Freddie, good to talk to you, man. Take care, buddy.
All right. The great Trey Wingo, and a very special friend, a very special person, always gives some good insight. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show right after this with the legendary Freddie Baxter. We'll talk about Bill Belichick.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Man, hey, the crowd's getting lathered up. Or boozed up. I'm not sure what they're doing, but they are starting to have a good old time. Freddie Baxter leading the cheers. And, you know, folks, you know I've been talking about my friends at Burns Honda for years. And there's a reason for that. When you find a business you trust and really enjoy dealing with, you want to tell everyone about your experience. Burns Honda has a terrific inventory right now that you can see online. Shop their huge inventory of over 800 vehicles online at burnshonda.com. Enjoy extremely low lease pricing and limited time financing options as well. Stop in. Tell them Jaws sent you. Tell them Freddie Baxter sent you. Tell them Trey Wingo sent you. All my friends, yeah, tell them you're there for them. Burns Honda is located on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. Visit Burns and discover an unmatched car buying experience for yourself. And remember, when you need super clearance savings on a new Honda car or truck or SUV, turn to Burns. You'll be glad you did. Check them out for all their fine offers and their entire lineup at burnshonda.com. Freddie Baxter with me tonight. Freddie, 11 years in the National Football League, primarily as a tight end with the New York Jets, went to Chicago for a cup of coffee, and finished his career with one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick. All right, we heard Trey Wingo, Freddie, talking about Bill. He's had a week off. They got their butt kicked by the Ravens 2 weeks ago. What has it been like in New England since they lost that game and had a little time to think about it, the bye week? What's their mentality coming to Philadelphia Sunday?
Well, that train ride was very quiet coming home. And that Monday, we watched the film, broke down the film, looked over the mistakes and correct those mistakes and start preparing the game plan for Wednesday, which is today. And today was physical. Which was last week on the bye week. It was physical.
Yeah, wait. In today's NFL, it's hard to have physical practices. You can't even hit anybody anymore at practice.
Yeah, but the hour and couple of minutes they have, those hours and couple of minutes, they're going to be physical. Because physically in Baltimore, they handed it to them. So it's a refocus. We're cruising. You know, we had some success. We played some teams that we should have beat in those seven games that we played. And we was cruising. Baltimore came with a balanced game plan, and they was the better team that day. But now we're going to come with a little more physical and more focus on getting the job done.
Well, Freddie, the Patriots better be more physical. And I went through that Ravens game on the coach's tape, and, you know, sometimes the numbers don't give you the complete picture. But in this case, the numbers did not lie. When you said the Patriots got to get physical in that game, they were not. They got pushed around to the tune of 41 Baltimore Raven rushes. 41 rushes. That's like 1950s football. 41 rushes for 210 yards. 5.1 per attempt. Yeah, you can talk about Lamar Jackson all you want. He rushed 16 times for 61 yards. But it was Mark Ingram with the power running game that really, really did it against that Patriots defense. 15 rushes, 115 yards. So, you know what? You know what's happening right now? The Eagles have looked at that tape over and over and over again. They're going to say, you know what we do? This is a physical, violent game for us. This is not going to be fancy. We saw what happened in Baltimore a couple weeks ago. And actually, I thought they got a little template from what Cleveland did a few weeks back with Nick Chubb. They pounded him pretty good in the running game. So I think this is one of those, I think it's one of those manhood games, you know, where it is down in the trenches, man. Hey, I'm coming out of the huddle. Hey, I'm going to knock you off the ball.
Beat the man in front of you and play discipline, team defense, beat the man in front of you. You know, the physical guy's going to win. And that's what was showed in Baltimore. And you can believe Belichick, he's going to correct that.
You know, Freddie, for a large part of my career as a player, you know, I played against Bill Belichick when he's a defensive coordinator in this league. And, you know, got to know Bill pretty well. You played for him, so you had kind of an intimate relationship with him. Hey, as a player and a coach always said, I know Bill is not, you know, Mr. Warm and Fuzzy, but you knew him in a different vein. I know Bill is actually a pretty cool guy to be around when you're not in game-type mode. He's a, I hate to say it, a funny kind of guy, but Bill's different. But, you know, he's a man's man.
Yeah.
And so you were with him. What was he like?
Well, he's a great coach during the off season, and he's a disciplinarian during the season. You know, he want you to do your job, and he wants you to do your job at a high level, accountable, and you know he wants you to be in the right position to do and be successful. So, just reflecting back on when I was playing there, you know, it was that you come to work with your lunch pail, and you're ready to do your job.
Is there a different standard? I mean, you know, he's had so many tremendous players. Obviously, Tom Brady is going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. He's always had very, very good players. Does he treat everyone the same? You kind of hear that, you know. I mean, he still chews Brady out at practice and film studies and things like that. Was there a double standard, or is Bill one of those guys that treats everyone the same badly?
He treats everyone the same. Everyone is treated the same in the locker room. There's no superstars, even though our performance on the field, it dictates who are the leaders in far as the performance. But there, in far as Bill Belichick, check eyes, there's no star. You know, everybody's treated the same.
You know, you hear so many stories about Bill that, you know, I mean, he doesn't look back. You know, hey, okay, we lost or we won, that game's over, not a damn thing we can do about it. We look ahead. You know, he's won multiple Super Bowls. I mean, if you go to Patriot Place, there's not a whole lot of history there that Bill talks about in their lock. Yeah, they have the museum out there at Patriot Place and all the cool things that recognize their great history. But you go in that locker room, you know, you hang around that area, it's not a testament to their history. I mean, he looks to the future and the guys that he coaches that year. So a lot of those guys weren't part of that history. So he really does get the present-day players focused, doesn't he?
When you go back to Coach Belichick coming to New England, you know, he built a program along with Mr. Kraft that is respectful. And Mr. Kraft, he's the person, the face behind Patriot Place, but the New England Patriots football team, Coach Belichick, is that guy, you know. And he demands respect, you know, from each and every one that he has on the roster, even from the coaches all the way down to the ball boys. Everybody's on the same page. And you know, he run a wear-all machine up there in New England.
You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, Fred Baxter, 11-year veteran of the National Football League. His last one was in New England, 2003 Super Bowl champion, giving us some great insight on Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And I mean, it's historical what this team's been able to do. I mean, it really is. And to have Tom Brady, I mean, it boggles my mind at 42, 20 years in this league, still playing at an incredibly high level. Does it amaze you like most people?
I say it over and over again. I talk with a lot of, especially when I play here at the golf course at Ramwood.
Well, it's every day.
You know, and what's the difference? Why is he so? He takes what the defense give him, and he don't hold the ball. You know, if you look now, later in his years at quarterback, he don't care about intentional grounding. He's not going to get hit. He's going to get the ball out of his hand, live to see the next play. He had weapons around him. They probably not known weapons, but they get the job done. They understand the system. They're good at the system. They're good at what they do, and they practice on it each and every day.
And that is the key to Tom Brady. You know, and you've got to get hits on him. It hasn't changed in the last 10 years to me for Tom Brady. I mean, he has never been a mobile guy. And as I said a few moments ago when we had Trey Wingo on the show, the one thing about Tom Brady You know where he's going to be. He's going to be 7 yards behind the center. When you look at how they run their offense, you know, Ted Karras, their center, he's going to be right behind number 75. He's not going to be rolling out. He's not going to be moving right or left. He's not going to be scrambling. You know where he's going to be. And as I've studied him through the years, and it has been no different this year, when you break Tom Brady down in the pocket with pressure, he struggles. And you know, these crazy stats we're now able, like with film study, to procure. This season, 2019 season, Tom Brady under pressure. No bodies flying around. I'm not talking about blitzes. I'm talking about, you know, a defensive lineman winning, a tackle winning, an end winning. You put pressure on Tom Brady. 33% complete, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 4.1 yards per attempt. So if you get pressure on him, you can break him down. He's no different than anybody else.
All the successes you see the opponent play against Tom Brady is if he's running or stepping up and moving around with the ball, 9 times out of 10, the defense is winning. You know, you get him to move. It's like with any and all of the great quarterbacks. You get them moving off that point and get them moving with the ball, everything breaks down. The percentage breaks down, everything breaks down.
So, all right, Fred, I'll turn it this way. Tom Brady in the pocket with no pressure. Back there having a Cole Miller Light, you know, just having a good old time surveying the defense. No pressure on Tom Brady. How about these numbers? 76% complete, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 8.3 yards per attempt. Now, we can talk all we want about breaking this game down, and we will. Well, ad nauseum is what we do. We got, you know, the Super Bowl champions of the last 2 years, the Patriots and Eagles. It's going to be a phenomenal game. It's going to be broken down every which way. I got it really simple. There's an X on the field, 7 yards behind Tom Brady. Whoever wins that X will win the game. True. If Tom is protected, he's going to have a big day. If he's not protected, the Eagles have a big day.
That's a true statement.
True statement?
True statement.
That's distilling it pretty good.
That's the true statement. That's the true statement. I can't say anything else. That's a true statement.
All right. See, Freddie Baxter, it took me a half hour to get him to agree with me, but he agrees.
That's a true statement.
Hey, we'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show with Freddie Baxter right after this.
Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yes. Big crowd here at 7 Tap Tavern, Ramblewood Country Club. I wish I could say a bunch of guys just came off the golf course, but that didn't happen today. Not even Fred Baxter golfed in the weather like this, but Freddie going to be in the 50s over the weekend, so you can sneak out and get your 18 when you get a chance. Great to have everyone here at 7 Tap Tavern listening as we get ready for a big game on Sunday. Put that in capital letters. The Eagles at 5-4 now, tied with the Dallas Cowboys for first place in the NFC East. And Freddie, as I look at this, and I'm joined by Freddie Baxter, 11-year NFL veteran. His last year was with Bill Belichick in 2003 with the Patriots, their Super Bowl season, a win over the Carolina Panthers. You know, we always try to look at how do you win games? And last week I had my buddy Sal Pal, and I love Sal. He's the best. So Sal always has the keys to the game. And number one, and I'm a big believer in this because I was brainwashed by Dick Vermeil, take care of the football. So Sal said, you know what? If the Eagles take care of the football, they're going to win. And he was so right because in the Eagles' 5 wins, they're plus 5 in the takeaway giveaway category. In their 4 losses, they're minus 6. Pretty clear what they have to do in this game, isn't it?
Taking care of the football is key to success, to winning. And as you see last week in Baltimore, you know, not taking care of the football, you know, cost us the game, you know, in certain ways.
Yep.
So...
See, when Freddie says us, he means Patriots owner.
I'm trying to not make it personal.
You make it personal.
Okay. I'll make it personal.
Where's your ring? You got your... You're okay. It's good. It's good, Freddie.
Okay.
It's good.
Hey,
we have a good time here. So, okay. Let's flip the script here a little bit. We talked about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. The last time these two teams met, I recollect, was a pretty big day here in Philadelphia. 2 years ago, Super Bowl 52, 41-33, and you'll get a chance to predict the game in a few minutes, because I want to know what you're thinking. But we had a pretty good quarterback in that game by the Nick of Foles. He had an awesome game. We have a different quarterback now. And I talked about Lamar Jackson, the success he had against the Patriots defense. I believe in this game, the Eagles, number one, must run the football effectively.
Yes.
Number two, some of those runs must come from Carson Wentz, like Lamar Jackson did. Get the defense involved with having to worry about quarterback runs and make them defend sideline to sideline. Does that make sense to you, Freddie?
It makes sense, but I want to be smart in doing it and get down or get out of bounds. Don't try to get that extra yard, because he's better for the next play, you know. Yes, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's another different person. When you're talking about,
oh, he's a different cat now.
Yeah. But I feel like Carson, he can do similar, but he can do it similar with his arm, with his arm play, you know, rather than running the ball.
But I think an advantage in this game is Carson's ability to run the football. I'm not saying, you know, design literally runs for him, but I think give the illusion he could keep it on the zone read.
Yeah.
He could run it on the bootleg. Make that Patriots defense, and I'm saying this because I went through that Baltimore tape. I mean, they forced that Patriots defense to defend sideline to sideline because of the bootleg ability of Lamar Jackson getting outside and creating gaps. Now, you know, they ran the football. I mean, I went over the numbers with you earlier. It wasn't just Lamar. It was Mark Ingram. 15 rushes for a buck 15.
Yep.
So that opened up some gaps for him.
It opened up the play-action game. It opened up a lot of opportunities for the offense. But at the same time, I agree with getting out the pocket and extending the play, moving the chain. But at the same time, being smart, because history, when Carson get out of the pocket and run, he try to get that extra yard. He get hit, he get hurt. So I want him to get out of bounds or get down and live to see the next play.
Freddie, you know, you played the tight end position 11 years in this league at a very high level. You know, Jets most of your career. Got a cup of coffee with the Bears. Finished your career as a Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. I see the evolution of the offensive game in the NFL now integrating the tight end as a pass receiver. You know, in your day, hell, you were probably blocking most of the damn time.
Yeah, I was an extra tackle. Extra tackle and an extra fullback.
So you weren't Zach Ertz, you weren't Travis Kelce, you weren't Rob Gronkowski. You know,
I was an extra tackle. All of my meetings was in the offensive line meeting room. Mm-hmm.
So how important now has the tight end become, particularly for the Eagles? This is not an explosive receiving core as far as down-the-field threats from the wide receivers. All of a sudden, you know, you got a Dallas Goedert, and I think a Zach Ertz becomes critical in a game like this.
Zach, I love his play. He's a very skilled receiver, but at the same time, he has that tenacity and heart to block. So that it makes him two-dimensional. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going out for a pass. You don't know if you're blocking. That's what keeps everyone, you know, in suspense and trying to guard him, because you don't know what to do. And then with his skill and talents, you know, this guy, you know, as you see, he's performed. This guy's the limit. You can't stop him.
You can't
stop him. He played basketball. You can't stop him.
I think he's a guy that needs to be targeted more. I think this offense is much more successful, you know, when he is playing at a high level and being targeted. Now, that being said, I know what Belichick wants to do, and you know what Belichick wants to do. He wants to take away what you do best. So he's going to find a way to cover Zach Ertz.
Oh, yes. He's going to game plan. He's going to have a lot of eyes. He's going to have at least 8 eyes on him at all times. So you can best believe that he's going to be a mastermind of trying to take it away. But at the same time, you have other positions there and other talents there with the Eagles that, you know, is going to be very difficult if they get the rolling, you know, and playing very smart, you know, just take what the defense gives them, be very smart. It can be very interesting.
Now, I'll go back to the Chiefs-Patriots last year in the playoffs. And, you know, Andy Reid's got some weapons out there in Kansas City, but Travis Kelce is a huge weapon. That was the player Belichick decided, I'm going to take him away. Matched up with the game on the line in the fourth quarter with a corner, Stephon Gilmore, on Travis Kelce. Now now the other players have to step up if you're taking your best corner and putting him on a tight end.
That's the whole message when Coach Belichick has you on the team. You know, you have a role on the team. Once you get good at that role, and at any time, you have to step up. So you in the other positions and parts of that role, you know, we have to step up too. Mm-hmm. You know, and play defense and play offense, a special team, whatever it is, we have to step up and do our job.
You know, you hear so much about Bill, and I've got so much experience from my playing days against him and watching his team through the years. And you were in the locker room with him. You know, you're in the meeting room with him. You know, you're on the practice field with him. You hear so much about what Bill wants to do is take away what you do best. Is that true?
Yes. And he find all different kind of ways in every formation, every defense that's on the game plan to make sure that happened, that somebody is watching that particular player, you know, and at all times. And, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, that with the cornerback, if he go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom with him. That's the analogy that we use when we're there in the locker room or in the meeting room where we get the point and make it understand and make it stick how serious it is. That's how he break it down to us. You know, if he go anywhere in the concession stands as a joke, you go with him. That's man to man. You know, and everybody around it, you do your job. Don't worry about where they're going. You just focus on your job and do your job and do it well.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think of a player here that left the Eagles, I would say probably unceremoniously, and that's Patrick Chung. You know, I mean, he was an okay player here. All of a sudden, he goes up to New England. He becomes really a core player of their defense. You know, they're primarily a nickel team. Patrick Chung becomes a fifth defensive back. And he's been a tremendous player there, you know, since he left Philadelphia, goes to New England, and he's been a star. So is Bill just that good at finding a player, seeing his skill set, and plugging them in?
Yes. I can recall, and I'm making it personal again myself, you know, I was released by the Bears in 2002, you know, and Belichick, he called me. I was in the shop. I was shopping for Christmas. And I had to get on the flight and go to New England to play on Saturday against the Miami Dolphins. And I've been out of job for a whole 2 or 3 months, you know, sitting on the couch. You know, so it's very important that when you get in that locker room, you're accountable and you know what you're doing and professional at doing it.
Love to hear those stories. Yep. Sitting on the couch, you get the call, and you get a Super Bowl ring.
Get a Super Bowl ring.
That's called being prepared and ready.
Right place at the right time.
All right, Freddie Baxter, 11-year NFL veteran. You got your Patriots Super Bowl ring on from 2003. We put your feet to the fire here in the Ron Jaworski Show, my friend. Who's your pick in this game? Come on.
27-24, going with the Pats.
27-24 Pats. Hey, Freddie, I got it 27-24 as well, but I've got the Birds winning this one, man. You got to learn how to play the crowd, right? You gotta,
It's a build-up.
Freddie Baxter, thank you so much for joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show. Thank you to our great audience listening out there and packing them in here at 7 Tap Tavern, Ramblin' Country Club. We'll be back with you next week, everyone. Take care. Good night.